off time, they have started a garden, and John has started building a man cave. Eli Hartman, Odessa, American. Odessans, stay home, get creative. OA News at oaoday.com. Many Odessans, like the rest of the country, are trying to stay home and social distance as much as possible in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic that is sweeping the world. OA Chief Photographer Ben Powell and Photographer Eli Hartman wanted to spend some time taking family portraits to show how folks are weathering this crisis. This is our second set of photos, and we love them. Visit oaoa.com for a closer look at the photos. Want to share your family with us? Call 432-333-7774 or email bpowell@oaoa.com or ehartman@oaoa.com. We plan to shoot more family pics and are working on a little something for those of you disappointed about prom. Have an idea? Email ldennis@oaoa.com. All photos are taken with social distancing in mind. Keep up the great work, Odessa. Life partners Michael McKearns and Gwenda Scroggins stand on their front porch Saturday for their portrait. Living in this house for 18 years, Scroggins met McKearns 12 years ago, and the two spend their time in self-isolation working in the garden, planting citrus trees when Michael is not at work as a compressor mechanic. Practicing juggling the soccer ball on his knees, 15-year-old Kevin Santillan takes some time Saturday to get outside and kick the soccer ball around. When he isn't inside playing video games or doing schoolwork, he plays football with his sister. From left, Tarak Stevenson cleans his glasses while his 10-year-old daughter reads a Harry Potter book. His 7-year-old son, Famous, works on cloning his mother, who is sat beside him. Christy Ryan also has been helping around the house, while Tarak and Christy's 12-year-old son, Tobias, plays on his Nintendo Switch and hoverboard. The Stevenson family has worked hard to balance their home life with schoolwork and jobs, taking breaks to play games and unwind together during their self-isolation. Sitting on the front porch of their uncle's house, 11-year-old Juliana Orozco and her husband's cousins, 1-year-old Desi Orozco and 6-year-old Demili Orozco, spend their free time when they aren't doing homework playing on their iPads and playing outside together on their playset in the backyard. Clay Carlin sits on his berm in his front yard, holding Tutu, a Chihuahua mix dog that he is watching while a friend of his is in the hospital with a medical issue unrelated to COVID-19. Spending most of his spare time these days reading the Bible, making homemade ice cream, and working in the garden, Clay Carlin is optimistic that this pandemic will motivate people to come together. Don't let social distancing lead to social isolation. Levi Stone, RN, MSN, Chief Nursing Officer. People are certainly doing their part in flattening the COVID-19 curve by staying home, limiting trips to necessary entities only, and following social distancing guidelines. These practices will, in fact, help get us to a much-needed peak toward finally seeing the downward trend in positive cases, hospitalizations, and mortalities. However, the sacrifices made by social distancing can lead us to unforeseen circumstances in the form of social isolation. As humans, we need interaction to thrive and promote our mental well-being. With that, it's important we not let social distancing keep us from socially interacting. While the constant flow of a global pandemic looms over us, the underlying effects of isolation are taking a toll. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Loneliness and social isolation are associated with higher rates of depression, a weakened immune system, certainly contradictory to when we need our immune systems to be at their best, heart disease, dementia, and even early death. While we take great strides protecting our physical health, we must also be as diligent in addressing the mental health side of the equation as well. The two go hand in hand, and all segments of the population require various actions to promote mental well-being. The scope of social isolation really has no boundaries. Children, teens, young adults, all the way up to the elderly are susceptible to seclusion and loneliness as a result of this prolonged stay-at-home world we live in. Kids are out of their routines, not being able to go to school, participate in sports, or simply hang out with friends. Many adults haven't been able to go to work, which otherwise was a place for interaction with co-workers and a refuge in being productive. Even the elderly, who may already have been experiencing degrees of seclusion, are unable to have coffee with friends or go on planned outings away from home. Even with social distancing and self-isolating practices, there are ways to stay connected. From use of video conferencing software, social media interaction, and use of FaceTime or Messenger on your smartphone, there are creative ways to actually see someone else's face and share in much-needed conversations to catch up. Many people are even hosting parties using technology to network without physical exposure to one another. Considering themes such as dressing up, choosing a decade to represent, toga, etc., for parties or get-togethers is a fun way to encourage folks to join in on the fun. Exercise is another motivator to get friends and family together through social media by offering challenges such as a 30 days, 30 push-ups challenge or competing for how many steps one can get in for the day. This keeps one another engaged in a shared activity, but the exercise component of keeping moving also adds a boost to both physical and mental health. Pets are another way of adding comfort and connection during these worrying times. Interacting with pets, such as taking walks and playing fetch, have shown to lower stress levels and reduce blood pressure. The added benefit is your pet gets the attention and exercise they deserve as well. And as any pet owner knows, a tired pet is a good pet. The bond between pet and owner is strong and meaningful. It's important to take full advantage of this every moment you can. Lastly, let us not forget the healthcare workers and other essential members of the workforce who are often the greatest casualty among this social isolation paradigm. With the fear of COVID-19 exposure being greater among frontline professionals, friends, neighbors, and even their own family members may further distance themselves as an added precaution against infection. Coupled with the stress of the job, the lack of personal interaction from those whom they've leaned on prior to this pandemic can ramp up the level of loneliness compared to what others may be feeling. With that, it's important to reach out to a doctor, nurse, respiratory therapist, radiology tech, nursing assistant, grocery store clerk, fireman, paramedic, or mail delivery person you might know. Call them, text them, FaceTime them, or even send a note letting them know they're appreciated and not forgotten. I promise you, and can personally attest, it would mean the world to them if you did. Master Gardeners. Great home gardens begin with the basics, by Debbie Rowland, Master Gardener. I read today that there has been an increase in the sale of seeds, plants, chickens, and Bibles. All things I love. I lived in Old Midland when my boys were young in a home that was was built in 1939. I would wonder from time to time what all that house had seen through the years, specifically if there were Victory Gardens in that neighborhood. I did try to research it, but to no avail. One of our kids has decided his family needs a garden in these uncertain times. He called and wanted to know how, what, and where to plant. As a master gardener, I am always excited when one of the kids, or their spouse, takes an interest in what I love. Where do I even begin to explain? Just start with the basics. Pick out a spot that gets full or nearly full sun. You will need ready access to water, so a faucet is essential. By September, pulling that hose all over the yard will get old. Clear the weeds and grass from the spot that will become your garden plot. Start small so that you don't become overwhelmed. Gardening is quite a bit of work, but it's rewarding work. Getting outside, breathing fresh air, and getting exercise will change your outlook on life. Next, loosen and turn the soil. You probably have a good idea of what you want to plant. Don't plant anything that your family doesn't like to eat. Some vegetable plants are high producers like zucchini and jalapenos. Just two of those plants may be enough for your family. Tomatoes can be high producers as well. It is important to decide what you're going to do with the vegetables you will grow. You can only eat so many during the summer, so decide if you will be canning or freezing the extra produce. Your neighbors will appreciate your sharing, but only for so long. Canning requires the purchase of equipment, which will need to figure into your decision. During World War II, the government put out a chart entitled Victory Garden for a Family of Five. That chart is available on the local Master Gardener website, westtexasgardening.org. The Texas A&M website has great information about canning and freezing, as does the government website. When canning, it is very important to follow the guidelines set out. Check with our local AgriLife agents, who are more than willing to help. Once again, our country is coming together wanting to grow their own food. Remember that lots of things inspired us about our parents' and grandparents' generation. If our grandparents could do it, we can too. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Gardening. Texas Master Gardeners, we are an educational service organization of volunteers trained by Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. Visit westtexasgardening.org. Victory Gardens, also called war gardens or food gardens for defense, were vegetable, fruit, and herb gardens planted at private residences and public parks in the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and Germany during World War I and World War II. Tomatoes are a fun way to start your garden. While we are all stuck at home during this quarantine, many families have decided to take up gardening as a new hobby. A fun way to start can be with your own tomato garden. Transplants are available at any gardening center right now. I just saw some at the grocery store today. Tomatoes are part of the Solanaceae family, the same as chili peppers. Tomatoes can be grown from seed and do better if they are started out indoors and transplanted outside when the weather is past the last winter freeze. When selecting your planting site for your tomatoes, make sure the site gets at least 6 hours of sunlight. This will help the fruit of the plant to grow larger. Try to plant your transplants in the evening or on a cloudy day to prevent them from wilting from the heat too much when they are still young and sensitive. You can train your tomatoes by using wire caging. You can make a cage using concrete reinforcement, wire, 5 feet tall and 6 feet wide. Place the cages over the young plants and push them down into the soil to keep them from blowing over. The best way to care for your tomatoes in this West Texas heat is by adding a nice layer of mulch. The mulch helps keep the soil moist for longer and regulates the underground temperature. We recommend this technique for all parts of your garden. Make sure you water your tomatoes slowly and deeply to help them develop a strong root system. I hope you try and grow your own tomato garden this year. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland, or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Gardening. Jeanette Castanone. Castanone is a horticulturist with Texas AgriLife Extension Service. She can be reached at 686-4700 or by email at Jeanette, J-E-A-N-E-T-T-E, dot Castanone, C-A-S-T-A-N-O-N, at ag.tamu.edu. By Jeanette Castanone.
Hello, this is Michael, and I'm continuing to read the Life and Times section from the Odessa American for Sunday, April 19th, 2020. Pets of the Week. This first pet is a cat, and I want to describe its picture. It is a very light gray cat with green eyes and has a little bit of white coloring around its mouth and white whiskers. You can only really see his head and part of his body, but from the looks of it, he looks like a fairly thin cat. Here's the description. Cool, a 2-year-old male cat, needs to be adopted into a good home. To adopt Cool or any of the other pets at the Humane Society of Odessa, stop by 7012 Mockingbird Lane, call 381-5503, or visit www.odessahumanesociety.org. The Humane Society of Odessa is a no-kill pet adoption shelter, and all their pets require a spay or neuter contract along with an adoption application. Adoption fees for pets start at $50. And the other pet of the week is a dog. It's a Chihuahua. Describing the photograph, first of all, he's wearing a plaid pink and blue vest, which is very cute. He has brown ears and brown on either side of the top of his head with a white streak going down the middle, down to the end of his nose. Chica, a 4-year-old female Chihuahua, needs to be adopted into a good home. To adopt Chica or any of the other pets at the Humane Society of Odessa, stop by 7012 Mockingbird Lane, call 381-5503, or visit odessahumanesociety.org. And once again, it adds the note that the Humane Society of Odessa is a no-kill pet adoption shelter, and all pets require a spay or neuter contract along with an adoption application. Adoption fees for pets start at $50.
Hello, this is April reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Saturday, April 18, 2020. Create Garden to Help in These Uncertain Times by Debbie Rowland, Permian Basin Master Gardener. I read that there has been an increase in the sale of seeds, plants, chickens, and Bibles, all things I love. When my boys were young, I lived in Old Midland in a home that was built in 1939. I would wonder from time to time what that house had seen through the years, specifically if there were victory gardens in that neighborhood. I tried to research it, but to no avail. One of our kids has decided his family needs a garden in these uncertain times. He called and wanted to know how, what, and where to plant. As a master gardener, I am always excited when one of the kids or their spouses takes an interest in what I love. Where do I even begin to explain? Just start with the basics. Pick out a spot that gets full or nearly full sun. You will need ready access to water, so a faucet is essential. By September, pulling that hose all over the yard will get old. Clear the weeds and grass from the spot that will become your garden plot. Start small so that you don't become overwhelmed. Gardening is quite a bit of work, but it's rewarding. Getting outside, breathing fresh air, and getting exercise will change your outlook on life. Next, loosen and turn the soil. You probably have a good idea of what you want to plant. Don't plant anything that your family doesn't like to eat. Some vegetable plants, such as zucchini and jalapenos, are high producers. Just two of those plants may be enough for your family. Tomatoes can be high producers as well. It is important to decide what you are going to do with the vegetables you will grow. You can eat only so much during the summer, so decide if you will be canning or freezing the extra produce. Your neighbors will appreciate your sharing, but only for so long. Canning requires the purchase of equipment, which will need to figure into your decision. During World War II, the government put out a chart entitled Victory Garden for a Family of Five, which is available on the Master Gardener's website. The Texas A&M website and the government website have great information about canning and freezing. When canning, it is very important to follow the guidelines set out. Check with our local AgriLife agents who are more than willing to help. Once again, our country is coming together, and people want to grow their own food. Remember that lots of things inspired us about our parents' and grandparents' generations. If our grandparents could do it, we can too. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 686-4700 or visit https://aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu and http://www.westtexasgardening.org.
This is Dave, and I'm reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram, Monday, April 20th, 2020. This is Section A, the front page. This article is entitled, Midland Yoga Works Helps People Tackle Stress. Free memberships available to frontline workers, by J.C. Lewis. The coronavirus pandemic has forced Midland Yoga Works to adapt. The local studio has moved yoga sessions online to Zoom, the app MindBody, and its own app, Midland Yoga Works. Owner Cindy Simpson said she had no idea the studio would be closed for this long, so she has made lessons available to accommodate people's schedules. "We dove into Zoom and offered free classes while I figured it out," Simpson said. "Now we're pretty much having 3 to 4 classes a day on a regular schedule online, so people can sign up for the class. I send them a link to the Zoom class." She said they have been successful having people sign up for classes. A client from Wyoming who visits Midland for work asked to join the Zoom classes. Simpson also takes some of the classes and uploads them to MindBody and Midland Yoga Works apps for people who might not be able to attend the live Zoom session. "You can access any of these videos on demand," Simpson said. "If you have kids at home and you have to start school at 9 a.m. when we have a class, you can do that class at 7 in the morning, or if you want to, at 1 p.m. when the kids take a rest." We're trying to accommodate lots of different schedules. The goal during the pandemic has to keep the business running and to keep people moving during this stressful time. "It's really pretty fun as I send the invite for the Zoom class. We see all of our friends popping up, and then at the end of the class, they can turn on their mics and say hi to everybody," Simpson said. "We all miss each other. It's kind of lonely at the studio, but it'll come back and we will be again someday." She is offering 100 free memberships to first responders, medical workers, grocery store workers, or anyone who is working on the front lines during this stressful pandemic. "I would like to give away 100 free memberships to first responders or people in stressful situations," Simpson said. "I can't work in the hospital, but this is what I can do. donate free memberships. I would like to give some of this stuff away so that people have a chance to release some of that stress and create a little bit of movement for your body and your mind. Classes have also been discounted to $10 for drop-in Zoom sessions, she said. On-demand videos and videos on Facebook are free, but Simpson would like to find a way that instructors can get paid for people watching the pre-recorded videos. There are some paid classes because I still need to pay my instructor, she said, but I'm willing to put some things online for free. She praised the Midland Yoga Works instructors and said it's important to continue to pay them for their hard work in preparing and demonstrating the classes during this time. It's really vulnerable sometimes to be an instructor, she said. The studio still provides free classes on Sundays, which when they were meeting in person would allow people to donate to local charities. Simpson said she would like to add a donation button on the MindBody app, but hasn't figured out how to do that yet. We donate to mostly local charities like Field's Edge and Casa de Amigos, she said. I still think that's important because they are under a lot of stress right now too, so if we could help them financially, that would be great. Simpson said it continues to be important to move through this crazy time in people's lives.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Odessa American for Wednesday, April 22nd. Shine a light. Odessa Regional Medical Center, a Steward Family Hospital, announced Tuesday the launch of its Shine on Healthcare Heroes campaign, an effort to enlist patients, residents, and local business partners in applauding healthcare workers both in the Permian Basin and across the country from the safety of their homes. ORMC is asking community members to hang lights outside their home as part of Steward Healthcare's national effort to thank healthcare workers and support doctors, nurses, and hospital staff who have continued to show incredible bravery during this time of uncertainty and distress. In addition to hanging lights outside their homes, members of the community are encouraged to share messages of love and appreciation on social media using the hashtag #ShineOnHealthcareHeroes, one word. ORMC will work to partner with local businesses to amplify the campaign in weeks and months ahead. Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Odessa American for Monday, April 20th. Get art online. The Alan Noel Museum has scheduled the following online events at the museum's Facebook and YouTube. Links will be available through Twitter and Instagram. Hashtag Museum from Home. Hashtag ENAM at Home. April 29th, 10 a.m., Iggy Peck, Architect, Art Tales with Andrea Beatty. May 6th, 10 a.m., La Princesa and the Pea, Art Tales with Susan Middleton Elia. May 21st, 6 p.m., Museum's Book Club Book Talk on the museum's Facebook page or on www.noelartmuseum.org. This month's book discussion will be over All the Light We Cannot See. May 28th, 6 p.m., the 2020 Insight 62nd Annual Permian Basin Juried Art Digital Exhibition, and winners will be selected by juror Georgina Nagazzi and will be posted on the museum's website and Facebook page. August 9th, 5 p.m., online exhibition ends. Top three artworks with the most likes on the museum's Facebook page will receive People's Choice Awards. Awards will be mailed to winners. Every Thursday through April, 2 p.m., Odessa Arts is hosting Arts Advocacy Month on their Facebook. They will be sharing an art activity. For more information, call 550-9600.